This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver is one of 10 U.S. cities bidding to host matches for soccer's World Cup in 2026. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Leaders of that effort gave a presentation and tour of Empower Field at Mile High to officials from FIFA, soccer's governing body. Tim Howard is a former U.S. and Colorado Rapids goalie. As a kid, he dreamed of playing in a World Cup and did three times.
I'm supporting this host bid because I've seen what the power of a World Cup can do. I've seen the way that it can galvanize communities. It can bring hope to kids.
Denver could host up to six games in the summer of 2026. A decision is expected next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A storm is expected to drop between 6 and 9 inches of snow on most of western Colorado's mountains today, with less accumulation in the mountains closer to Denver. But Chris Sanders, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says this punch of winter weather will likely be short-lived.
A lot of the mountain snow should start to dissipate throughout the evening, but maybe linger slightly past midnight into the early morning hours.
The storm is also expected to bring rain and high winds to the metro Denver. The rain and wind arrived in many lower elevation areas of the western slope this morning. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park has closed for the season. U.S. 34 connects Estes Park and Grand Lake through the park at an elevation of more than 12,000 feet. It's the state's highest paved through road, and depending on how much snow it gets, it stays closed through late spring or early summer. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is definitely cold in the mountains around Vail. Right now it is 35 degrees and the high is going to be 40. Lots of snow today, tonight, and tomorrow.